Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to look at the lyrics to a song that was requested by Jua, a listener from Portugal. Jua actually requested three different songs, but I'm going to start with an Elton John song called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. This song is a classic, so I have heard the song, but I've never really looked at the lyrics and I don't know them apart from the title, so I have no idea what the song's about. The Yellow Brick Road is a reference to the film The Wizard of Oz, which is an old classic about an American girl who's sucked up by a tornado and transported to a fantasy world. She's sent along the Yellow Brick Road to the City of Oz to meet the wizard who can send her home. Along the way, she meets different characters who have hopes and desires that the wizard can fulfill for them. So the Yellow Brick Road might be a metaphor for the path to follow to achieve your goal or to get some reward of some kind. Or it could be related to the story of the actress Judy Garland, who was only 16 or 17 years old when the film was made. She and the other actors and crew were worked so hard and were so exhausted that they were given drugs to keep them awake and working. I think lots of performers are at risk of that sort of lifestyle, and I think that Elton John had problems with drugs. Perhaps the Yellow Brick Road refers to that sort of lifestyle. I'm going to work through the lyrics, and I'll stop and talk about the interesting words and phrases, and I'll keep trying to work out what the song means. The first verse is 8 lines. The first 4 are: when are you going to come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. Okay, to come down. You might use this literally. Perhaps you're talking to someone who has climbed a tree. Please come down, you could fall. But it has another meaning and it's related to drugs. When you take drugs and they are working, you are high. People who are feeling the effects of drugs are described as high on drugs. As the drugs wear off, they come down. The headache and depression or tiredness that people feel after taking drugs is sometimes called a come down. In the song, the first 2 lines are asking, when are you going to stop taking drugs or stop partying? I think that in these lines, Elton John is quoting other people who are asking him when he's going to stop partying. He then sings, I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. In the film The Wizard of Oz, the heroine Dorothy lives on a farm. She complains that the farm is boring and she wishes for something more exciting, And then, when the tornado comes and sweeps her off to the land of Oz, she regrets her wishes. My old man is an informal way of saying my father or my dad. One other slightly interesting thing, well, interesting from a language teacher's point of view, is that there are two different forms of going to in the first two lines. When are you gonna come down? And when are you going to land? This is done so that both lines have the same number of syllables. The two different forms really don't bother anybody. Sometimes I've heard people say that gonna is used more in American English, but here the two forms are used side by side, and I don't think anyone apart from an English teacher would notice. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues. The second part of the verse is a bit more difficult to understand. You know you can't hold me forever. To hold someone can mean to embrace them, but here it means to imprison or jail someone. If you're arrested by the police in the UK, they can only hold you for a certain amount of time before they have to charge you or let you go. I'm not sure who it is that's holding Elton. Someone is keeping him prisoner in some way. He says, I didn't sign up with you. Normally, you sign up to do something. This means you agree to become involved in an organisation. Often, by literally signing a contract or putting your name on a list. When I went to university, there was an exhibition you could go to where all the clubs and societies had stands so you could see what was happening. They had sheets of paper you could write your name on. If you wanted to join one of the clubs, you could literally sign your name to join. You could say, I've signed up for the rock climbing club and the chess society. I think it's less common to say sign up with, but I can imagine saying it about banks. When you need to open a bank account, you might say, I wanted to sign up with HSBC, but I didn't have any ID with me. In the song, Elton is complaining that he didn't sign up with whoever is holding him. I'm not a present for your friends to open. Okay, these words are not complicated. Elton feels like he's being exploited by the person who's holding him. As a popular young musician, I'm sure that lots of people wanted to take him to parties and show him off to their friends. Elton is worried that if he continues this lifestyle, something bad will happen. That's why he says, "This boy's too young to be singing the blues." The blues refers to music from the southern United States that usually expresses pain and sorrow. Often, blues songs are about lost love. You need to have some experience, and usually to have experienced something sad before you can sing the blues with feeling. The blues were invented by black musicians who endured slavery and then segregation and horrible mistreatment. I think that the expression singing the blues is probably slightly insensitive when used in this way. Elton is a singer, so he's going to be singing something. He thinks he's too young to experience anything sad enough to turn him into a blues singer.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Now we have the chorus, which also has 8 lines. The first 4 are: "So, goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow." I've already spoken about Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. We now learn more. The Yellow Brick Road is a place where the dogs of society howl. Who are the dogs of society? Society really means all the people who live and work and communicate with each other in a city or a place. However, it also has an old-fashioned meaning which relates to the social lives of rich people. There's an old film called High Society that's about the lives of extremely wealthy people. So, society could mean the social lives of the very rich. These people would be the sorts that would go to fancy parties. Elton sings that the dogs of society howl. I think this is a bit unfair because dogs are actually very nice animals, at least my dog is. However, if you refer to people as dogs, you mean they have bad manners and are, well, not sophisticated. You can't plant me in your penthouse. A penthouse is the biggest and most expensive flat in an apartment building. I think it's always on the top floor. I'm going back to my plow. In the first verse, Elton sings, "I should have stayed on the farm." This line basically means, "I'm going back to the farm." A plough is a large tool that's used on a farm to turn over soil, which is important when planting crops. I'm not sure why, I'm not a farmer, but ploughs are used in farms all over the world. Next, Elton sings, "Back to the howling old owl in the woods, hunting the horny black toad." These are imaginary country activities, the sort of thing Elton imagines happens on farms. Owls howl in the woods. Well, I don't think that owls do howl. They hoot or call. They twit-twoo. I wasn't sure what the horny-back toad referred to either, or what sort of weapon you might take if you go hunting them. It turns out that there is no such animal. In Texas and Mexico, there's a type of lizard called a horny toad. It's quite a sweet little animal, but I don't think that people really hunt them. Perhaps children do. The chorus ends with these lines. "Oh, I've finally decided my future lies beyond the yellow brick road." The only interesting vocabulary here is the use of the word lies. My future lies beyond the yellow brick road. Lies has several meanings, but in this instance, it relates to location. We normally use it to describe the location of something that's on the ground, often a path or a river. The river lies to the south of the town. It's not a very common use, but it sort of explains the collocation with future in the song. The future lies before you and the past is behind you. A fortune teller might promise to tell you what lies in your future. Elton has decided that his future lies beyond the yellow brick road. In the first part of the second verse, he sings, "What do you think you'll do then? I bet they'll shoot down the plane. It'll take a couple of vodka and tonics to set you on your feet again." I don't really know what he means when he says, "I bet they'll shoot down the plane." But I think he means the rich people from society that have been exploiting him will try to ruin him if he tries to leave them. A vodka and tonic is a strong alcoholic drink. When people say that something will take a couple of stiff or strong drinks, they mean that something is scary and the drinks will make you feel less afraid. Elton thinks that leaving the yellow brick road, the partying lifestyle of the rich and famous, will be hard. To set someone on their feet means to give someone the support and encouragement they need to succeed and be independent. It's similar to the expression to get back on your feet. So if someone's had a problem, perhaps their business has failed or they've been unwell, they might need some help getting back on their feet. If someone helps them, they're setting them on their feet again. In the last part of the second verse, Elton sings, "Maybe you'll get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tidbits like you on the ground." The first two lines are straightforward. He's suggesting that the dogs of society can find a new singer or entertainer for their parties. He says there are plenty of people like him. He then describes himself as a mongrel who doesn't have a penny. A mongrel is a dog that's not a specific breed. So you can get pedigree dogs. These are dogs that have been bred with specific types of dogs, so they have the same characteristics. And then you can get mongrels, which are the dogs with different breeds for parents. Mongrels were considered less desirable, more common dogs by rich people. Aristocrats in the UK, I think, used to be slightly obsessed with ideas about breeding and their ancestry. Mongrels, in this case, might be used to talk about people who don't have royal titles or famous parents and grandparents. Sniffing for tidbits like you on the ground. Tidbits are small bits of food. I have two young boys and a young dog. At dinner time, my dog sits under the table, waiting for tidbits of food to come raining down from my boys' places. You can also use the word to talk about facts and interesting bits of knowledge. If you ever visit a city for the first time, get a taxi somewhere and ask for the driver's advice. Taxi drivers are always a good source of interesting tidbits about a place. In the song, I'm not sure who the tidbit is. It sounds like the mongrel is sniffing the tidbit, but I'm not sure. And then it goes back to the chorus. So, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. This is a catchy song, and I've listened and sung it a few times now making this podcast. I'm pretty sure it'll be stuck in my head for the next few weeks. I hope you found my description of the vocabulary and interpretation of the meaning interesting, and now I'd recommend that you go and listen to the song and listen out for the words I've described. To help you remember them, there is a practice activity on the Learn English Vocabulary website for this podcast where you'll also find the transcript and some discussion questions to give you the chance to use some of these phrases. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.